Ehi. Still a couple of people coming up. Okay, so we're holding with haptasis. Yeah, nice. The Taisa says, Taisa says, Dan, why did Gemara have to set up the case? Why did Rabbi Bacham have to set up the case that the field was sold by Achayas? Apparently, and this part we spoke through yesterday, Taisa thinks that Shimon's taina doesn't require the Shimon's coming with the taina, and it's a taina that if Reuben was alive, it would be a good taina. That's clear in Rami Bachama. Shimon only loses because Reuben died. So the Yorshim Kataina that we're not we talked the Asmi Loi Mishtabdi. But if Reuben was alive and there wouldn't be this taina talked the Asmi Loi Mishtabdi, then Shimon would have a good taina. Shimon would win. The Taisa is bothered. Why does the case have to be that Reuben sold the sodder to Shimon with achayis? Even if Reuben sold the sodder to Shimon without achayis, we would also be able to set up Rabbi Bachama's case. So from a word from Taisa's kasha, the implicit kasha Taisa is asking, the Taisa thinks that even shalei beachayis, Shimon should win against Reuben because he wants Rabbi Bachama to talk about a case of achayis. And Rami Bachamas is setting up a case where Shimon only loses because Reuben is dead and metaltu the asmi lebishtabdi. If Reuben was alive, Shimon would win. Taisus says Shimon would, and Taisus is asking, you don't need a chayis for such a case. Shimon can win even without a chayis. So that's the that we talked through yesterday. How would Shimon win without a chayis? Because Shimon's whole time is mekayach the chayis. Shimon is coming to Reuben. Reuben is dead. He's coming to Bnei Reuben. If Reuben was alive, he would have come to Reuben. And he would have said, you sold me, you sold me with the chayis. And now look, the Balchayif came. And now, all right, I was in Fais and Bezuzi, but I'm out $1,000. But you have to pay me for the chayis. So, but it's another chayis, and there's nothing to talk about. What's Shimon's title without any chayis? So this we spoke to yesterday, that apparently takes his hopes. That Shimon is a title without the chayis. Shimon's the taina that when he paid off the Baal Chayiv, yesterday we called him Frank, when he paid off Frank, so that money that he gave to Frank, that was the Piroyan Chayiv. That was his paying back Reuben for the Zok Vanilla Benilba. Because what's the difference if he pays Reuben or if he pays Reuben's bills? He has a chayiv Zok Vanilla Benilba. He has a chayiv to pay Reuben. So he paid Reuben. How did he pay Reuben? He didn't pay Reuben directly. He paid off Reuben's credit card bill. He paid off Reuben's Frank bill. He paid off Reuben's bills. That's called that he paid Reuben. So the male is Shimon's taina doesn't need any achrayis, even if Reuben would have sold in the field without achrayis. But Shimon couldn't come down b'tavei the achrayis. But he could still say the milva that I owe you, what do I have to pay you? The demand mekach, they were like the milva. I paid you the demand mekach. I paid you back. How did I pay you back? By paying off Reuben, your Baal Chayiv. You only have chayis for that. We were dying that in Rashi too, that Shimon has two taimas. He has a taima on the achrayis, that he could be today the achrayis. Look, I'm out $1,000 because of your Baal Chayiv, so there's an achrayis over here. I laid in $1,000 to protect the field. You should have laid down $1,000 to protect the field. I laid out $1,000 to protect the field. So you have to reimburse me as the achrayis. But it was Mavu and Rashi also that there's another time that Shimon's coming also with another time. That's this other time I think the Taisus is talking about. Shimon's also coming with a time that I paid you back. But MSI paid you back because I gave $1,000 to your Baal Chayiv. That's cool that I paid you back. So Taisus holds Enachanami. The Gemara could have talked about a case, Rami Bar Chama could have talked about a case where there was no Achrayas. And it would be the same Gemara, and against Reuben he would win, but he loses against Bnei Reuben because Bnei Reuben could say that we're not chayav to Frank anything. What do you mean you paid off our bills to Frank? We don't have any bills to Frank. Our father had bills to Frank. Our father died, he left a lot of credit cards there. Not our problem. Karka's Meshubad. But there's no karka over here. So we're not mechuyav anything to Frank. So very nice that you paid off Frank. It has nothing to do with us. You owe us money. Giving it to Frank doesn't pay us back. So why did Rami Bachama talk about a case of Achayas? So a place is, because in the case of Achayas, there's a special chiddush. And that is, there's a special limitation. That Shimon only loses because what's up and all of the milver. Let me say it outside first. Now you're saying like this. If there was no Achayas, there was no Achayas. So let's take out two elements from the case. We'll take out the Achayas element. No Achayas. Let's also take out the element of Zochman Olav B'Milva. Also seems a little bit extra over here. What do you need Zochman Olav B'Milva? Reuben's Chayavid Me'a Mekach. Reuben bought the field for $1,000. So what do you need Zochman Olav B'Milva? He bought the field for $1,000. He owes $1,000 for the Me'a Mekach. Right? Reuben didn't give $1,000, didn't put the $1,000 cash on the barrel. Reuben bought the field for with the star. He owes $1,000 to the Me'a Mekach. The case, Rabbi Mecham said a case where they converted the Me'a Mekach, the obligation of the Me'a Mekach, they converted it into an ordinary chayv. Why do you need it for? Let's set the case without either one. No achrayis and no zochman olav b'milva. Well, that would be the same thing. That would be the same thing. Shimon could still say, look, I paid your bills. Shimon would lose because Shimon owes. You know, let's not erase both cases. Let's keep in the achrayit. We'll keep it. Let's keep in the Achayas. We'll keep in the Achayas, but let's take out the Zochman Olav B'Milva. So Reuben owes the Dmei HaMekach. You know what? Maybe let me go a different way. It's my problem here is pedagogic. How do I give this over? Let me give you some background first. Before we do anything else, let's get some background. If we have the background, we'll understand right away what this is saying. We're used to the idea that when the Leiva dies, the Yisayim don't have to pay the Chayv. The kakayis of the estate of Meshubba, not the metaltim. That is not so possible. There's a Mishnah in Ksuvus in Pedalad. The Mishnah says, let's say you have the following case. You have Ksuvus. Mishemates. Vineh Ishu Bachayv. Vyorshim. Fellow died. He had Yorshim. So there's an estate. But there's also a lot of people who have claims against the estate. First of all, he has a wife. She's claiming Ksuba. He also has other creditors. They're claiming there. They're claiming there. They're Chiyuvim. And also, he had a Milva B'yad Acherim. Somebody else owed him money. The Shaila is, that money that somebody else owes him, who does it go to? Does it go to the Yoshim? If it'll go to the Yoshim, that's it. It'll stay by the Yoshim. Tatu the Asmulei Mishtabim. If it'll go to the Yoshim, right, there's money coming in. There's an estate. There's a ksuba, the Yoshim have to pay the ksuba. There's other Balei Chayiv, the Yoshim have to pay the other Balei Chayiv. Out of the kark. There's also money coming in. That's all money that's going out of the estate. There's also money that wants to come into the estate because there are people who owe money to the estate. If they'll pay the money into the estate, it'll go to the Yoshim, and the Yoshim are not going to have to give it away because it's money coming in. It's not kako. It's money's coming in. So Parfen says, Yinostu l'kayshul shabram. It goes for the ksuvas isha. It goes for the ksuvas isha.
back together again, trying to find some kind of schedule.
Whatever it is, it goes to the Ksivus Ktuvus Yishu. Rabbi Kiva Eimer, Eimer Achamim Bedin, El Yinos Nul Yorshim, Yin to the Yorshim, Shekulam Shechem Shuva Vein Yorshim Shechem Shuva. Everybody else can only be Neitel B'Shuva. The Yorshim don't need a Shuva. So Mimela, the Yorshim Azeich. So the Rishonim explain as follows. The idea behind this mission is that even though there's a rule that metatlu the yasvu lo mishtatli, that's only after the yisayim mazeich and the metatlu. When the yisayim mazeich and the metatlu of the estate, then that's theirs already and it's not meshubat any balei chayv. But if somebody was teifis mechayim, if somebody was teifis the metatlin. Before the Yisayim got the Metaltalim. So then it wouldn't have a din of Metaltalim the Yasim. That's for Pisa Mechayim. If somebody was Typhus, let's say somebody has a Leiva. The Leiva has Metaltalim. He owes money to somebody. That fellow was Typhus Metaltalim. He was Typhus the Metaltalim connected to Chayim. Let's say it's a case where this man of Piroina hasn't come yet, so he can't keep it yet. And then the Leiva died. So even though the Chayyar by rights, now the Yorshim inherit the Metaltlin. Metaltlin, the Asim Leiva Shtabni. We say, no, since the guy was Teifus at Mechayim, he was already holding on to it when the guy died, so it never became Metaltlin, the Asim. And now he can keep it Kenegat the Chayyar, Kenegat the Chayyar. So the same thing over here, the Nidin over here is, that since there are other, since this money hasn't come in yet to the estate, it's money that's about to come into the estate. If the money came into the estate, then it would be by the Yorshim. But the money hasn't yet come into the estate. If it hasn't yet come into the estate, so then it doesn't have the dinner Metatul Yasmu Leim Mishtabdi. So then there's an argument to say, maybe we should give it to the Yorshim, because they have a claim on things that come into the estate. But maybe we should give it to the Baal Chayiv, maybe we should give it to the Ksuv Yishisho. It's not a priori muchuf that we have to give it to the Yisayim, because the din of metaltin of the Yatsmi Lei Mishtabdi only applies after the Yisayim Mezechin. But here the need is, who should we give it to in the first place? So it's not muchuf we have to give it to the Yisayim. So the Tarfon says you give it to the Ksuv Sisha. There's a special reason why you give it to the Ksuv Sisha. Rabbi Kiva says, no, you give it to the Yisayim for a special reason. Everybody else needs a shvur. The Baal Chayim needs a shvur to collect from the Yisayim. And the Ksuv Sisha needs a shvur to collect from the Yisayim. The Yorshim don't need a shvur. So therefore the Yorshim Kilu get it first. Once they get it, now Metaltal the Asmi Leib Shtabdi. It's the whole need in the Mishnah. Again, the puzzle Mishnah aren't important to us, but what's implicit in that Mishnah is that the din that Metaltal the Asmi Leib Shtabdi is only if the Yisayim are Zeichim is first. But if you were Teifus Mechayim, then there's no din Metaltal the Asmi Leib Shtabdi. The difference, Teisa says that there's a difference. Lagabi Achrayus, Teisa says, Reuben over here owes money to Shimon after Achrayus. That's true. If there was a chayas, Reuben promised Shimon he's going to reimburse him for the loss. So Reuben's dead, so there's an estate. But Reuben owes money to Shimon. The estate owes money to Shimon after the chayas. But metatul yasmu leim mishtabdi. Reuben died. Now metatul yasmu leim mishtabdi. But if Shimon could somehow set up a claim that he was typhus the money first, that he was already typhus the money b'chay Reuben, the money that Reuben owes him for the chayas. If Shimon could somehow set up a claim that he was taifis the money that Reuben owes him by Achayas, then he would subvert the metatul liyas milay mishtabdin. The Taisa says a chiluk that it depends whether it was zokin olah b'milk or not. If it wasn't zokin olah b'milk, that means Shimon owes the demei hamekach. Shimon owes the demei hamekach to Reuben. Then Shimon could claim the demei hamekach that I owed to Reuben, I was holding against the achrayis, and then it would be tofes mechayim. That would be called pisa mechayim, and then we know the num tal to the asim leim mishtabni. But since it was zokman olav b'milva, so now Shimon can no longer say that the money that I was holding for paying back the milva, I was holding against the achrayis. We don't look at it that way. I'm going to explain it a second more, but we don't look at it that way, and therefore there's no din over here of pisa mechayim. Meaning as follows. The chayrut means like this. Again, we have Chiyuvim going in two directions. Reuben owes money to Shimon for the achrayis. He was mischayev the achrayis. He's going to guarantee the sale. And Shimon owes money to Reuben. Now, the money that Shimon owes to Reuben could be in two forms. It could be in the form of demand mekach. He owes him the price of the field. He hasn't yet fully paid for the field. Or if it was Ochman Olam Milva, then he did fully pay for the field. But he stopped as an IOU. He stopped as a debt. The Taisa says that the dinner will depend. If Shimon owes money for the purchase price of the field, he hasn't yet converted it into a milva. He owes money. He hasn't fully paid for the field. So then the money that Reuben owes Shimon, the Achayah's money, is money to make good the sale. It's money that Shimon has, that Reuben's supposed to lay out to fend off any creditors, to make sure that the sale goes through properly. And all else failing, they'll have to reimburse him. But it's money that Reuben owes to Shimon to make good the sale, to make sure the sale goes through properly. You know, he said that it could go to court expenses to fend off the Balei Chayiv. It might go to paying off the Balei Chayiv if Reuben would lay it out. It might go, again, and if all else fails, it'll go to Shimon himself to reimburse him for the loss of the field, that he should be able to go buy another field. But it's money that Reuben owes Shimon to validate the sale. The money that Shimon owes Reuben is also money of the sale. He paid for he bought a field, he hasn't paid for it yet. It's the money of the sale. So the two monies, the money that Reuben owes Shimon and the money that Shimon owes Reuben, they're about the same thing. They're both money about the field. This is money to validate. Reuben owes the Achrayis money to validate the sale, to reinforce the sale. Shimon owes money to Reuben to complete the sale. So then Shimon Kataina, that, you know, I really owed money for the field. I owed the purchaser. I haven't finished paying it off. I bought it on the installment plan. I haven't finished paying off the field. I was holding it back against the impossibility that maybe there's something wrong with the sale. Maybe the sale is defected. Maybe there's going to have to be some achrayis expenses over here. So I was holding on to the purchase price of the field, which I really owe to Reuben, but I was holding on to it because, at least he can say, I was holding on to it against the fact that the sale might have expenses. There might be achrayis expenses. That's called the tritzim achrayim. So now when Reuben dies and Shimon Taka lays out that money, and he wants to say, I laid out the money, that money that I laid out, that was the Achrayis money that was coming to me. The Yoshim Kantaina, what do you mean? As you metalfli diasmi. Shimon can say, that's not metalfli diasmi, that's tritzim mechayim. That's money that I was holding on to. It's a purchase price. Of course, eventually I'm going to pay it back to Reuben, but I was holding on to it. I was delaying paying back Reuben in case I need to use that money for Achrayis expenses. There's no dinim metal to the asmi in such a case. If, on the other hand, it was Zokfen Olav Milva, that means Shimon and Reuben, when they made the sale, they said, the sale is complete and it's fully paid. The bill is marked paid. Now we're making a separate on the side. We're making a separate, there's a separate chayv, the kilu I'm lending. Kilu I'm lending you money. Kilu, you paid me the full price of the field, and now I'm giving you a halba on the side. So that halba on the side has nothing to do with the field. So then there's no way that we don't have a right. Shimon doesn't have a right to say, I was holding on to that debt against the possibility there might be a chayis in the chasen. That debt has nothing to do with the chayis. There's nothing plausible over here that allows you to say, I was holding on to that money against the achrayis. So then it's not up here. So then it's not up here. Then it was not fisim chayim. It's time you want to come to the assignment with the claim on the achrayis. Metal to the asmi levishtavi. That's why Rami Bechama said a case of Zokfen Olav Milva. The reason why Rami Bechama said a case of Zokfen Olav Milva was to prevent Shimon being able to say that he was Tofes Mechayim. And that's the chiddush of Zokfen Olav Milva. That's the point of Zokfen Olav Milva. The point is, it needs to be Zokfen Olav Milva. Without Zokfen Olav Milva, Shimon Katayim was a Tfis Mechayim against the Achayis. But that only works if it was a case of achrayis. If it wasn't a case of achrayis, if there was no achrayis, if Reuben sold the field to Shimon without any achrayis, and Shimon's not coming with a tain on the achrayis, Shimon's just coming with a different tain that I paid your credit card bills. Shimon and Reuben, I paid your credit card bills. So it's kilo, I paid you back as I paid your credit card bills. So then it would make no difference, Zokfen Olav Milva, not Zokfen Olav Milva, Shimon would lose the assignment because that's not the tfisa mechayim. So therefore says Tosfos, the Gemara set up, the Rami Bar Chama set up the case with Achrayus, even though Shimon doesn't need Achrayus. Shimon would have a claim against Reuven without Achrayus. But the point of setting up with Achrayus is in order to make the next point. Because it was a case of Achrayus, so therefore, had it not been Zochman Ol B'Milva, Shimon could tell me that he was Tosfos Mechayim. And the Rami Bar Chama wants to tell me that Shimon can't say that he was Tosfos Mechayim, even though there was Achrayus, because it was Zochman Ol B'Milva. That's the thesis. Okay, let's go on to the next thesis. A little bit complicated.
Harry, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Why can't it be that? Why can't Shimon say, well, okay, there's a loan. This loan is not related to the property, but Einachanami, I'm holding this loan against you. Tfis Mechaim. Meaning, with the case of the, I mean, the Gemara and Ksubas, we're talking about Tfis Mechaim, some are like random other things that have nothing to do with. They went to the, so the loan, they found the
loan,
fruits.
The loan, what was he Tifus Mechaim? He was Tifus Mechaim. There's no Achrayus. So what was he Tifus Mechaim? Reuven doesn't owe him any money that he should be Tifus Mechaim. He owes Reuven money for the purchase price of the field. So what was he holding it against? He wasn't holding it against anything. There's nothing else. There's no Achrayus. Reuven doesn't have any Chiyuvim to him.
Sorry.
He wants the Taina that he paid off Reuven's bills, so that's Kilo he paid back. He paid the purchase price. But when you say, those are Reuven's, those are our father's bills, Allah Hashem. Those bills are not relevant. Those are our bills. But Tfisa Mechaim doesn't enter into it. Tfisa Mechaim would mean that Reuven owes Shimon money. And Reuven was paid for something Mechaim against the money that Reuven owes him. Reuven doesn't owe him any money. Shimon owes Reuven money for the... Without a Christ, all we have over here is that Shimon owes Reuven money for the purchase price of the field. Shimon claims that he paid Reuven the money by paying off Reuven's bills. Where's the Tfisa Mechaim? What Tfisa Mechaim? There's no chayiv that Reuven had to Shimon. So therefore, we set up the case. No, it was with Achrayus. Now there's a chayiv that Reuven owed to Shimon. And even though the Nishayim don't have to honor that chayiv because Metatli Asim Loi Mishtabdi, but if you take Tfisa Mechaim, then the chayiv has to be honored. So therefore, since there was an Achrayus over here, so Reuven actually had a chayiv to Shimon. So Shimon maybe could claim that he was Tfisa Mechaim, the money that he was holding back to pay for the field. He was holding it back to make sure that the thing, and just in case, Reuven's going to owe money for the Achrayus. See, he was holding on to the purchase price, just in case he needs that money to pay for the Achrayus. So it's a Tfisa Mechaim. So therefore, the Brisa, Rami Bar Chama says that the case is to be Zochman Ol B'Milva. It was with the Achrayus, but it was Zochman Ol B'Milva, so therefore there's no claim over here of Tfisa Mechaim. Now is the point of setting up the case because Rami Bar Chama wanted to make this point that Zochman Ol B'Milva cancels out the Achrayus.
Right. So in a case of the Achrayus, but why can't Shimon say, okay, we did it, there's Zochman Ol B'Milva, there's a loan. The loan in Achlam is unrelated to the property, but there is this Achrayus that I might possibly have to owe you.
Yeah, so if I was he holding the loan. If he would have said it, he would have said it. But he didn't say it. So we don't see it that way. The purchase price is more presumption, since they both have to do with the field. So there's more presumption that the purchase price is a Tfisa Mechaim. I think there's a Teshuvah Ben Peretz about it. Maybe it says a little bit different. Let me take a look at Teshuvah Ben Peretz. Teshuvah Ben Peretz is Alderach Teisus. Yeah, Tosfos Ben Peretz a little bit simpler. He comes from the other side. Why did it have to be a case of Zochman Ol B'Milva? Tosfos comes to why does it have to be a case of Achrayus? He comes from the other side. Why does it have to be a case of Zochman Ol B'Milva? It's going to come to the same thing. So he says, no, if it wasn't Zochman Ol B'Milva, so Shimon could say he was Tosfos the Mois Mechayim B'Shul the Achrayus. Because the purchase price is supposed to be paid right now. The purchase price is meant to be paid on the spot. And he was delaying it. He was delaying the purchase price. So the delay of the purchase price is like a Tfisa Mechaim. Why is he delaying the purchase price? It must be that he's being tefisit against the Achrayus. Or at least it lends itself to the interpretation that he's being tefisit against the Achrayus. because he's delaying the giving back the purchase price. But now he's like a milva. He can't tie it. He's being tofus at mechayim because now he made it into a chayv. The chayv isn't due yet. So that's not money that he's holding back. It's money that's not due yet. Money that you're holding back, you can claim that you're being tofused against the achayis. But money that's not yet due, you can't claim that you're being tofused against the achayis because it's not yet due. So where's the tefillah? A little bit of different hasbara than I said before. Now that I see it inside. I said before the hasbara that this money has, the purchase price has more to do with the field, so it's more connected to the achayis. But in the parish, it's simpler. It says, to be tofused mechayim, it has to be money that you're holding back. So the purchase price, you're holding it back. It's due to the Reuben right away, and you're holding it back. So that's a tfisa mechayim against the achrayis. But if once it's zokman a little bit milva, that means it's not money that you're holding back. It's money that's not yet due. So then there's no tfisa mechayim.
Really, why is Tosef ben Apert saying it's not yet due?
Because if you were zokman a little bit milva, you turned it into a chayv. The chayv is not due till whatever it's due. But that's the case. I owe you the purchase price right away. So I can just delay, or we can make up an agreement. We're going to do it that it's not due for another 6 months. Like you have a lot of times, you know, you buy a refrigerator, you don't have to pay for it for another 6 months. So that's how you're holding back the purchase price. The store is extending you, is giving you a loan. At least that's how we look at it over here. So maybe we look at that the seller is giving you a loan. Yeah, I don't know how secular law looks at it. But the idea of Zokman Milva is the purchase price of the refrigerator is due right now. So we say you paid it right now, and then the store gave you a loan. So that loan's not due for another 6 months. But the purchase price is due right away. You're holding it back. So then that's more, that lends itself to interpretation. You were holding it back against the achrayis that Reuben may have to give you.
Yeah, but you have to pay the money, but lav dafka is the achrayis going to be due back the other way.
Doesn't make a difference. You're holding it against the eventuality that it might be achrayis. I'm delaying the purchase price against the possibility. I'm delaying paying for the field against the possibility that Reuven might have to, that there may be achrayis, that Reuven will have to pay me the achrayis of the field. Turned out actually that was true. Reuven Taka had to pay the achrayis for the field because it was a balchayv. Reuven died, but it's a piece of mechayim because you were already holding on to the purchase price against that possible achrayis.
But if Levi never comes, he's never going to pay.
Levi did come. If Levi never came, then he does have to pay. Eventually, he has to pay. But the point is that here Levi did come. I thought he was Frank before, whatever he was. Now he's Levi. So Levi came and Levi took the field. Levi took the field. So now there is an achrayis. Oh, he didn't take the field. He took the $1,000. Well, either way, so there's an achrayis. So Reuben really does owe the money for the achrayis. So Shimon says, the money that Reuben owes me for the achrayis, you know what? I was holding on. I was typhus against it all along. That's why I kept back the purchase price to cover that. So that prevents the nimitalta of the asli, because that means that he was typhus to achrayis b'chai Reuben. And that's why Rami Bachami set up the case of achrayis to tell me this chiddush, that zokman ol b'milva undoes the tfisa mechayim. If it wasn't a case of achrayis, then there'd be no tefisim, then I wouldn't know this chiddush, because then the whole thing would be mooted. There'd be no achrayis to be tefis against. Okay, let's see about it for the next places. What places? Paisi mezuzah. It's addressing a different feature of Rami Bachama's case. Rami Bachama set up the case that Frank Levy, whatever you call him, he didn't cart off the field. Shimon was mechayis in bezuzah. Why is that necessary to the case? And if he would have taken away the field, it would be the same deed, and there would be achrayis. Yeah, you would have to pay. Reuben would owe the achrayis either way. But most of the case is with achrayis. The case would have been without achrayis, so maybe it would be different. But the case was that there was achrayis. So achrayis, as far as the achrayis is concerned, what's the difference if Frank confiscated the field or if Shimon was mechayis Frank bezuzah? Either way, he's coming to Reuben with the tain of achrayis. So why did the Gemara set up the case that Shimon was Mephias Frank Bezuzi? That's the question the Taisus addresses. The Taisus says, Yerubusa Nofka, tell me a chiddush. Hapal fish and osin mois, even though Shimon laid out money, Shimon can't say, ha mois shenishchayati la'vichem l'sati, like the money that I owe your father for the milva, I gave it to him. I gave him the money by paying off Frank. I think this is connected to what we said in Rashi, and really it was already in Tosfos before, that Shimon has two taimas. Shimon has one taima that you owe me achrayas. You know, Reuben's Yoshim, you owe me achrayas. You can say they don't, because they asked me, but if Reuben was alive, there'd be a taima of achrayas. You owe me achrayas. Then Reuben has another taima. Reuben has another taima. He has a taima, forget the achrayas. Like we saw the Tosfos before, even without achrayas, Shimon would have a taima. So then it says, Shimon is a taina even without the achrayas. What's Shimon's taina without the achrayas? Shimon's taina even without the achrayas is, what do you mean I owe Reuben money? Sure, I owe Reuben money. I paid him back. I paid him back by giving money to his creditor. So the case happened. So Tosfos is now saying that second taina, Shimon has two tainas. Reuben, you owe me money for the achrayas. Number two, in a way, Reuben, I paid you back. I paid you the chayv. I paid you the zakhon olah b'milta. Because I gave the money to the Frank. Frank is your creditor. So I paid you back by paying Frank. So Shimon loses on both counts. Because either way, it's metalfu the asmi le mishdabdi. The Yisayim don't know Frank and they don't know Shimon. The Yisayim don't know anybody. So therefore, all of these tainas fall apart. But it is a separate taina. Shimon has here a separate taina. So Taisa says, if Shimon had not given Frank any money, if Frank would have just walked away with the field, then Shimon wouldn't have this taina. This taina of I paid you the milva by paying Frank, Shimon wouldn't have. Because Shimon didn't give Frank anything. Frank just walked away with the field that when she had to leave. So Shimon would still have the taina of the achrayas. But the double taina is because he was mafayas in Bezuzi. Because he was mafayas in Bezuzi, Shimon comes with double taina. Taina number one for the achrayas. But he also has this other taina that I actually paid you back. Yeah, he loses both ways because Metalti Yasmi Le Mishtabdi. But if Frank was alive, he would have both times. This Taisus is the clue to the Taisus before. Taisus before said that why still win a Chayas? Apparently he could win without a Chayas. How could he win without a Chayas? So we were mad because he could say, I paid Frank back. That's the Emes of Pshat in this Taisus too. That's exactly what Taisus said. But there's a Revus over here that since he laid out money, there's a separate taina besides the Chayas that I actually paid Reuben back by paying Frank. Okay, it's excellent. Except, all very nice. Except, the Sfasemis has the Umr, asked somebody to Kakash. So he doesn't know why Tosfos needed this Teret. There's a different reason. There's a positive reason why the case has to be that Shimon was Mephias and Bezuzi. I'm going to say it, and then we're going to have to make a diagram or something. He said, if Shimon would have given Reuben, the karka itself, then Shimon would win against the Yisayimim. Because she would be able to say to the Yisayimim, I gave Reuben the karka, she put it there, Abnasim. But this I have to explain. So let me make it, see if I can make a picture. Because it's a chap. So what do we have over here? Who do we have in this case? We have Reuben. We have Shimon. Now, Reuben owes money to Shimon because of the achrayas. Shimon owes money to Reuben because of the Meha Mekach, which has become a milva, with zochven olav b'milva. The Gemara later on is going to invoke of Yeshibuta Drem Nasi, because whenever you have this kind of, you know, A owes money to B, owes money to C, so you have Shibuta Drem Nasi. So the Gemara later on, and by Shibuta Drem Nasi, remember, Shibuta Drem Nasi works even if the guy in the middle is dead. That's the Gemara in the Hemshech. That Yisayim Shagavu Karka B'chayvus Aviyim B'chayv Chayzer B'gayvus Amehem with Shibuta Derav Nosson. Shibuta Derav Nosson works even if a guy in the middle died. Shem Pomar will talk about that at length, but that's clear in the Gemara. Shibuta Derav Nosson works even if a guy in the middle died. In fact, that's what our Gemara says at the end, that Shimon over here can come with Shibuta Derav Nosson and collect from himself. He can say, look, I owe money to Reuben, but I owed money to Reuben, but Reuben owed money to me. So even though Reuben's dead, I can collect for myself with Shibud Rav Nos. Another important point to bear in mind, let's take a normal case of Shibud Rav Nos. So let's say you have Levi owes money to Shimon, and Shimon owes money to Reuben. So now Reuben can come and collect directly from Levi. If Reuben comes and collects directly from Levi, can Shimon also come and collect from Levi? Of course not. Then Levi would have to pay twice. That makes no sense. Reuben comes and collects from Levi. When Reuben collects from Levi, Shimon is out of the picture. Okay, so now, point out the Sfas Emes. He said, there's another Shibud Rav Nosson here. Because Reuben owes money to Frank. Reuben owes money to Frank, right? That's the case. Reuben has a Balchayf. So there's actually there's another Shibud Rav Nosson going on. Namely, Shimon owes money to Reuben. That's his bottom arrow. Shimon owes money to Reuben for the Demei HaMekach. Reuben owes money to Frank. If Shimon pays now Frank with Karka, of course Reuben died, so it's Reuben's dead. So, but if Shimon pays money to Frank with Karka, then in effect what he's done is a Shibud Rav Nosson. Frank, Shimon owed money to Reuben, Reuben owed money to Frank, so Shimon pays Frank directly, and that's the fulfillment of Shibud Rav Nosson. And now Shimon doesn't owe any money anymore to Reuben or to Yoshe Reuben. Because that's the din of Shibud Rav Nosson. The money that Shimon owed Reuben has been converted to money that Shimon owes Frank with Shibud Rav Nosson. And Shimon paid Frank. If Shimon pays Frank with Metaltalin, so that's also in the Gemara, that's the bottom, the last place, is that the din of Shibud Rav Nosson, and when Reuben is dead, only when the middle guy is dead, is only with Karka, not with Metaltalin. He says, why? That's tomorrow's discussion. But that's you know, by Metaltalin, there's no din of Shibud Rav Nosson. But by Karka, there's din of Shibud Rav Nosson. So why can't Shimon say, so therefore, says the Sfas Emes, of course the case has to be that he was Mephayet in Bezuzi. Because if Shimon actually gave Frank the Karka, then you could look at it that's the case of Shibud Rav Nosson. Shimon owed money to Reuben, Reuben owed money to Frank, Shimon paid Karka to Frank, and by that, that's a fulfillment of Shibud Rav Nosson, and by that, Shimon fulfills his chayv to Reuben, and therefore Yoshe Reuben would have no title. But the case had to be that Shimon was Mephayis in Bezuzi. That's why Shibud Rav Nosson doesn't apply over it. That's why the Yoshim can come to Shimon and they say, pay us, because you owe us money, you didn't pay it back. What does it help us that you paid us? What good does it do us that you paid Frank? We don't have any money to Frank. That only works if Shimon gave Frank money. But if Shimon gave Frank Karka, then the Shibud Rav Nosson, Shibud Rav Nosson would part of the whole chayv. The Sfas Emes answer is the Kashan on Taisus. Taisus should have said, of course, Taisus has this side reason why it's in a case of Faisi Bezuzi, because if it's an extra chidush, give Shimon an extra taina. Yes, the Sfas Emes, what's Taisus talking about? The case has to be from Faisi Bezuzi. If it wasn't Faisi Bezuzi, then Shimon wins. Demet, Sfas Emes, which we have to a Ran. The Ranim Ksuvas and Sadek Dalet and Medalef, we have the same sugya there in fact, Beis and Medalef, rather. We have the same sugya there in Ksuvas. And the Ran says exactly that the case is Paisi Bezuzi, because without Paisi Bezuzi, Shimon would win, because he paid off Frank with Shibud Rav Nosson, so the man made the Yoshim out of the picture. So there is a possible teretz, a chiddush. I mean, it's a chiddush that Taisa should hold this way. But there is a possible teretz. I'm going to give you the elements, the background for the teretz, so then you can figure it out yourself. There's an ozeruah. The Hagoy Sashri and the Rosh in Bava Kama, that mem, we also have a Shibud Rav Nosson Gemara. he quotes this Azarua. The Azarua says a Chiddush. I can't make another whiteboard, right? I have to erase this one. Anybody know? Can I make like a second whiteboard? This one, I can't. I'll tell you those ago. Make a new whiteboard. I just got back the old whiteboard.
Right, what's the small icon on the bottom right corner of the screen? Plus.
Oh, okay. It just erases everything. Well, maybe it gives me a new one.
No, that's a new one. It's a new page.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's good to know. Okay, I learned something. That's what I wanted. Okay. Azua says like this. Let's say a classic Shibud Adir Nosim. So we have a case. Reuven lent money to Shimon. So now Reuven lent money to Shimon. Shimon lent money to Levi. So now Levi owes Shimon. Shimon owes Reuven. Shibud Adir Nosim. Reuven can collect directly from Levi. That's Shibud Adir Nosim. Yeah, so Reuven says the Chiddush Din. That Shibud Adir Nosim only works where Shimon lent money to Levi first, and then Reuven lent money to Shimon. But if Reuven lent money to Shimon, and afterwards Shimon lent money to Levi, then there's no din of Shibud Adir Nosim. So the timeline has to be first Shimon lent money to Levi, and then Reuven lent money to Shimon. Only then the have Shibud Adir Nosim. The logic l'chayra of the Arzuru is, and this has to do with the whole nature of Shibud Rav Nosson, is that the Arzuru seems to have understood that the way Shibud Rav Nosson works is that since Levi has an achrayas to Shimon, then when Shimon lent money from Reuven, and Shimon was meshabed his nechassim to Reuven, included in what Shimon was meshabed to Reuven was the money that Levi owed him. But that only works if that Shibud was already existed. So if the shibud of Levi to Shimon already existed, then Shimon, when he borrows the money from Reuven, is mishabed the shibud of Levi. But if Shimon was borrowed the money from Reuven first, so Shimon was mishabed the nechazim that he has. But the shibud, but the nechazim that Levi owes Shimon, that doesn't exist yet. So later, when Levi borrows money from Shimon, Levi's mishabed is nechazim to Shimon, but not to Reuven. That's the Chiddush Din of the Azarua. Now you have to know, the Shulchan Aruch Paskin is not like the Azarua. Shulchan Aruch says, Beferish, other Rishonim don't agree with the Azarua, and the Shulchan Aruch says, Beferish, that it doesn't make a difference if Reuven lent money to Shimon and then Shimon to Levi, or Shimon lent money to Levi and then Reuven lent the money to Shimon, the timeline doesn't matter. But this is the Shita of the Azarua. If we'll say that Taisus holds like the Azarua, then we have a Teretz for Taisus. That the Sfasemis is no longer available. Because, maybe I already say it, again, this is Reuven, Frank, this probably here's not again. Which chayiv over here came first? Did Reuven borrow money from Frank first? Or did Shimon buy the field from Reuven first and obligate himself in the Dmei HaMekach? What's the timeline? So we could establish that from other reasons, not Shibud Adir Nosson reasons. Frank, Reuven borrowed money from Frank. Now Frank is coming to collect with Achrayus to collect a field from Shimon. If I borrow money from somebody, so I'm a Shabbat by Nechosim. If I then sell my Nechosim, I'll try to come and collect them. But what if I sell my Nechosim first and then I borrow money from somebody? Can the Bachayv collect from those Nechosim that I sold before I borrowed the money? Why not? Right? I mean, that's Shibud HaNosim. Forget to get Shibud HaNosim out of our hands for a second. That's the Aleph base. If I borrow money from somebody, I'm a Shabbat my Nechosim. I'm a Shabbat my Nechosim that I have now. If I say the Akni, I can be Mishabin the Chutzlin to buy later, but I can't be Mishabin the Chutzlin that I already sold away yesterday. Right? If yesterday I sold my Chutzlin to somebody and now I borrow money, that guy, he bought those Nechutzlin before there was a lien on those Nechutzlin. A lot of those Nechutzlin are scot-free. So if Reuben sold the field to Shimon before he borrowed money from Frank, then the Nechutzlin wouldn't be Mishabin to Frank. The case has to be that first Reuben borrowed the money from Frank. And then he sold the field to Shimon. If that's the case, so now if we're looking at the money that Shimon owes Reuben for the Zochan Olu B'Milva, and the money that Reuben owes Frank for the having borrowed money from Frank, which one came first? The money that Reuben owed Frank comes first, and then Shimon borrowed money from Reuben, the Zochan Olu B'Milva. According to the Zerua, that won't have Shibud Adur Amnosim. Shibud Adur Amnosim only works if Shibud Adur Amnosim only works if the money that Shimon owed Reuben would have, if the chayv that Shimon owed Reuben would be first, then when Reuben borrowed money from Shimon, it could be meshabed the chayv that Shimon owes him. But here that's not the case. Here the case is that Reuben owed money to Frank. So according to the Zeruah, there's no shibud adur amnosim over here. If Taisus holds like the Zeruah, this chayv would be a big riot. That Taisus holds like the Zeruah, a very big riot. That Taisus holds like the Zeruah, that shibud adur amnosim requires that. In the case of Reuben, Shimon, and Levi, Reuben lent money to Shimon after Shimon lent money to Levi. Then you have Shibud Rav Nasan. But if Reuben lent money to Shimon and then Shimon lent money to Levi, there will be no Shibud Rav Nasan. Like the Ozru. The Chayr from Taisus is a ride to the Ozru. I mean, it's a ride that Taisus holds like the Ozru. And on the other hand, from the Rav, it's Mukhuk, that he does not hold like the Ozru. Shikmar Chasim is not like the Ozru. But it's a Chiddush to say that Taisus holds like the Ozru because the Ozru is a Das Yochid. Maybe now he's not so lonely. Taisus holds like him too. Yeah, interesting things going on. Okay, Mitzvah Shem, tomorrow's Yom Matzah Mutzah, there's a Chagiga. I'm supposed to speak at the Chagiga. After the Chagiga, I guess 1 o'clock, we'll have Shir. Go on to the next Taisus. Next Taisus, the Mamash, the heart of Shibud the Rav Nosson. There's a Mashah, you have to see the Mashah. I send you a Ksais and a Sivis and a Stipler. It's not mandatory they have to see everything aside. It's all complicated things. I suppose more critically, you see the Ksais and the Sivis. Whatever you could see. But the Ksais and the Sivis is more critical than the Stipler, I think. I mean, it's more critical that you see them. Okay. Very good. Everybody should be well.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you. Thank you. Rabbi.